dude.
Hulkamania, yeah, he's definitely an Aryan brother.
He's an Aryan brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
That'd be nice watching like WWE with like the Aryan Brotherhood and like a white wrestler wins. They're probably like,
they're probably going nuts during the DX versus Nation of Domination days. I know I was. I know I was. That got me. That stirred some racism I didn't know I had yet. DX all did blackface. I was like, yeah, fuck it.
Dad, what is this feeling? When I see the Nation, I get so upset.
You're growing up, son.
Let's take a walk, son. Oh, fudge.
Yeah, that's the birds and the bees combo.
True.
They're different.
I guess no one's ever asked the question. You guys don't have to answer this, but no one's ever asked anyone, if you had a time machine, would you go back in time and stop slavery, or would you stop Hitler? It's a tough choice. You do both? How so? What the hell? What do
you have a one-time?
The technology doesn't even exist.
It's one-time use, dude.
It's one-time use.
You gotta have.
It's a throwaway. It's a throwaway.
Throwaway time machine.
Yeah, you gotta find another one.
Disposable time machine.
No, there's just no way back out. You gotta stay back in whatever time it is.
What am I doing?
How the fuck do you stop slavery?
I guess you have to go to the dawn of time.
Yeah, it started at like.
Yeah. Okay.
The beginning.
You can stop it in America or stop Hitler.
I don't know.
I know, it's tough. No one wants to answer a question on record. It's kind of, you know, no, you're not going to make any friends.
The worst part, I think
we know.
The worst part of the answer, though, is like, say you say slavery, right? And then, but then you think about, like, well, will America exist?
Oh, God. Yes. Obviously, yes.
Is it?
Yes. Obviously, yes.
No, you're saying it like it's just, you think it's that simple?
Would we exist?
We would exist.
Hey, Matt. We'd have more time machines. This place, we'd have flying cars.
Guys, forget to ask this question. It's a bad question, all right?
We'd be living on Mars by now, dude.
I thought that was a great question. That was free labor. It was helping us grow,
economy wise.
I'm putting the mic down.
No.
Nate will never know.
I need you involved.
We'll never know. I feel like an idiot for asking. All right.
No, that's
a great question.
We'll never know, guys. We'll never ever know.
Yeah.
You know, it happened. All right.
It happened.
A lot of bad stuff happened. All right. Let's just have fun. Let's go on to more lighthearted topics.
At all.
You're a bit of a xenophile.
A xenophile.
Foodie, your Twitter bio should be foodie/xenophile.
Foodie? You shouldn't be comedian?
Well, then, obviously.
No. Yeah, no, you have a point.
I'm
what
sorry.
About a feeble, what about a feebophile?
Wait, what did you
call you a feebophile?
What's a feumophile?
A feebophile is like a cool pedophile. It's like the guys who are like only like 16, 17.
Yeah, beasts.
I used to say D'Elia. You know, folks.
He's wearing. We should get out of here right now.
You got to get out of here. I have to go pay a visit to the heebie-jeebies, man. He's about to see some wild shit. Because turns out college chicks are hot.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's an age-old consensus.
Yeah.
I think if you, yeah.
Age-old consensus is probably like.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of out the pasture by then.
Yeah, true. I mean,
no, they're dude.
I mean, you ask your joking, dads, grandpas, they're like college babes,
and it's like, yeah. I mean, everyone loves college babes.
Everyone loves college babes.
And guess what? There's nothing wrong with loving them.
There's nothing wrong with liking them. It's legal.
It's totally, dude. You like to vote.
You don't have to have sex with them or anything.
It is funny. All those people are like, you got to vote. You got to do this. It's like you should also exercise your right and have sex with college babes. That's within your legal right. You know. Don't violate any sacred vows.
Vote.
Get a gun, vote.
Bang college chicks.
Have sex with women at the legal age.
Yes. That reset us.
But we untucked them. It made it a little more free. You guys always kept the polo tucked. It's a whole different thing.
Don't get me started on race war, dude.
Dude, right now.
I'm talking is tough.
As soon as I got my gun, dude, I was fully race war.
Have you been on X in a while?
Yeah.
Mine is for real. Like,
me and Nate were just having this argument.
Were you really?
Not an argument, just a nice discussion.
Dude, mine is
the algorithm's fired up.
Yeah, mine's full on race war, like race baiting, and not even like, you know, like this. It's like go back to Africa level. Like, yeah, it's insane, man. The lady who gave the finger and said the N word has raised like $600,000. And then there's like, but she's against the guy who
murdered a guy.
Yeah. Allegedly murdered a
no, he did.
He definitely
stabbed a kid in the heart in front of everyone, and the kid died in his brother's arms.
Yeah,
and people are more offended that the lady who said a word has a GoFundMe,
but she has more. That's the problem.
Oh, she made more. The lady who said a word,
yeah,
or the guy who stabbed the kid who stabbed.
Yeah, he didn't make enough. That's a problem.
He didn't make enough money.
No, he only made like $400,000.
No, I think they made more than that because he got an Escalade in like a house.
Yeah, he did.
Allegedly.
Yeah, and he's a menace.
Yeah,
he's out now?
Yeah, he's out now. Really
hitting people with booty relief outside of the
I'm sick of the conference. Booty relief. Dude, he said he's like, he also holds it down. He's like, I'm not gay. He's like, I was just in jail. Then he'll be like,
so
I swear to God, some booties are better. They're the best I ever had.
He needs to be turned into a pillar of salt.
someone needs to raise his wherever he lives really bad. Oh yeah, he's
raise his land.
Someone needs to raise his
12-inch booty relief. God damn.
Yeah, he would just say you were just like you would tap it, dude. Him explaining it is the funniest shit in the world. Like, I just tapped him. I said, hey, man, I'm going to need some booty relief.
He's like, the guy goes, God.
And that's all it is.
Damn it. Okay. Just don't fucking hit me again, please. Please stop hitting me.
That's all he said he did. He said he fought, gambled, booty. Those three things.
Sounds like he didn't rehabilitate at all. He just committed grievous sins the entire time.
He truly didn't rehabilitate whatsoever. But he is very funny. It's very funny watching him.
Yeah, it sounds funny.
He's like missing his front teeth. Just like, man, some booties I had better than any other girl I ever had in the booty. I had some good booty in that jail. But he said ever since he's out of jail, no more booty relief.
That's good.
Strictly for the ladies right
now. That's
good. Yeah, he was in jail for what, like 15 years? He's in jail for a long time.
It's not funny, but I've talked about it before, but I always think of me and Blizz were just dying laughing because this guy it's not funny. No. He got some booty relief, but they packed his ass with peanut butter for like lube, I guess.
What?
And we were he got like knocked out and he woke up with peanut butter in his ass. But then it's just like, just somebody knocking somebody out and somebody else be like, get the peanut butter. Like, it's not funny. Never mind. I'll take it back. But you know what I mean? It's funny. Just pack
peanut
someone's
butter,
ass.
Having your butthole filled with peanut butter is objectively funny. She also has...
I watched a couple of those episodes.
Yeah, she adds a little... She's got her secret recipe. She has her secret ingredient. She's been adding to her show right now. Just being like blaming the juice for everything. That shit's hot right now.
It is hot.
I mean, bro, you give me the word. We can take this show to the top. That is hot. It's so fucking hot right now to be just go crazy, to go dumb on the JEWs. But... Nah, I just want to do a comedy podcast. Dude, I'm telling you.
Of course
it is.
The
biggest pods.
Yeah.
The biggest pods.
Every single one of them.
It's crazy. I mean, we're just fucking leaving money on the goddamn table.
We are.
I was thinking was like, if I get her boozing again, it might unlock. The back door has been locked for a long time. And I was like, maybe I'll unlock the back door again. but that was the only benefit I could have to it. I think I kind of
so fucking. Well, it's so funny because it is like a genuine accomplishment to like stop drinking for a couple years.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm thinking about drinking again. You're like, I could probably butt fuck you. End up a powerful female senator, dude.
No.
Because he's attacking a woman's legacy. That's where I get. I mean, drunk driving. But like when you use drunk driving to attack a woman's legacy.
When a woman's legacy's on
now
the line.
Now I'm fucking furious.
A woman with rocking tits.
A powerful senator with rocking milkies. Have you seen her rocking milkies?
Oh, yeah. They're fucking
Does she have rocking
sweet.
Milkies?
You've never seen Pelosi's rocking tits?
Oh, you're for real? Let's see those melons.
Wait, you haven't seen your melons?
No, I want to see them.
Natty, are we talking natties before we get
Hogan's.
Me excited?
You guys ready to see some
about our leadership's titties?
Massive knockers.
Oh man, they're what?
Get the fuck out of here,
Pelosi's.
Look at those Pelosi's.
That's fake.
God damn, oh, that is fake.
Pelosi's.
Look at these milkers.
Oh my
god, those aren't no. Is that that was a fake picture?
Dude, look at the knockies in there.
Yo, what the
good
fuck?
For her. She
82 years
good.
Old.
82.
Complete knocks, dude.
Wow.
That sucks, dude, when teachers just lose the plot and fuck students.
Yeah, that's wow.
They didn't get the script.
Like, dude, they got to be completely on some level, and I'm not excusing it, obviously. We'd all stomp a pedo teacher right now, but it's like there has to be part of them that's kind of like a ball rolling down a hill where they can't stop themselves.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. It's, you have to know you're going to get busted.
Yes, kids don't keep secrets. You're going to get caught.
Exactly.
You're going to get caught.
But they do it, and they fuck the kids, and it's like, dude, you know you're getting busted for that.
My English teacher fucked like four of my teammates when I was in high school, but she didn't fuck me. Isn't that crazy?
So then, you know, and again, he's obviously trying to be like sensational and stuff, but his story was that, according to himself, he called all five of his girlfriends and said, I'm flying you all in here, sat them down in front of him and said, I'm on some G shit right now. You guys are going to start making me some money with this webcam shit. And they all found out that they were like, they're part of like a 6-piece relationship. Three of them left, two stayed.
Nice.
Not bad, actually.
Yeah, pretty good. It's crazy.
But so that alone is they were brought there on false pretenses. So, but it's real hazy. So this guy's just breaking it down, like they're all the parts where deception could possibly come into play. And especially when you're using your own words, like it doesn't look good for you.
Can't trick women.
You should. Yeah, you can. Well, you can. You shouldn't. That's the thing. You can. You should not. It's very mean to do.
Some people tell you up a tale, they're teaming up on you. But if three people tell you up a tale, turn around. And I go, okay. And he goes, you want to smoke a joint? I was like, what? I go, what? And he goes, I go, man, I thought you were sober. He goes, dude, weed wasn't my problem. I wasn't sucking dudes' dicks for weed and a beer, okay? Fucking, do you want to smoke a joint or not? And I was like, go smoke a joint.
I've done it.
So we'd smoke a joint, get another beer.
Sure, guy. For weed and a beer.
Oh, yeah.
One weed, one beer.
I'd love to.
No, man, just a hit, please. Yeah, just a hit. So we get high, we have another beer, and he comes in and he cuts my hair with a straight razor and his thumb. It hurts so bad. It's like he's pulling my hair out. And as he does my bangs, he turns them into Simple Jack from Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah.
He fucks me up so bad, I get in my car and immediately start crying. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, I look like a fucking jackass. And then I went home, and Leanne was sitting on my bed, and she was the one to take me back. She goes, what happened to your fucking hair?
Oh, no.
I was 186
She came
pounds.
Back to take you back?
She was in a sundress. She had gone to a black church.
Oh man.
Sundress. She took you back in a sundress?
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
Dude. You lift that thing up and get after it.
Pants is a fucking experiment the other day.
That was a long time ago.
It was an experiment. I was drunk and I had to drop a bike off and it was warm. It was nice.
Yes. Oh, you did it recently?
Yeah, like 2 months ago.
I thought you were talking about during your mental breakdown. You were just like yourself.
Yeah. I think that was it.
You were just standing outside and you're just like, I'm gonna piss right here?
No, wait, you pissed twice? What was it?
He did it one time at a low point in his life. He had a psychotic break.
The low point
break.
Was at Walmart, right?
Yeah, that was at Walmart.
You were standing in Walmart?
Yeah, I was working, and I wanted to see if anybody would know, and I just pissed. Nobody knew.
Jesus Christ.
And then you're just standing in a pool of piss?
No, it was just...
No, he trailed it.
It ruined my pants.
Oh, okay.
It ruined my pants.
Oh, so you soaked your pants. It ruined my pants.
Yeah,
puddle.
Yeah. I soaked my pants. It didn't make it... It didn't puddle. It didn't puddle.
Okay. Did you just say, puddles. I quit? Did you... you were working and you decided to piss
your
pants?
I wasn't working at Walmart. I was doing like Aramark, like the snacks, handing out snacks and stuff. I was
like, you were handing out snacks and you just stood there and pissed yourself?
Not the snack thing. My shift was over and I was like, all right, okay. I can't walk home. Blown up steam.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
Yeah, you decided to pee yourself before the walk home.
So crazy. Yeah.
You're reality testing. You were deep in inception.
No, I was mad.
That's your spinning top.
This is a way crazier story than any of this drug shit we're talking about. Like,
that's so weird.
You're just standing in Walmart pissing.
I'm over here suffering, dude, and you're just sleeping fitfully.
You got to take matters into your own hands at that point.
Yeah, but then, I will at a certain point, but then you go, this is what I get? I just have to masturbate for the rest of my life? Because I'm off the nog, too. I'm not making a big thing about it. I just am like, I don't want it. I don't want it in my life. And then I go, hey, I'm trying not to. Why do you even need to watch that? And I go, it's just naked tits.
It's cool.
It's awesome. It's naked tits, and I saw them when I was like 9, and it's just, I'm always going to watch that if you don't touch my penis. So it's a tough combo.
She said, why do you even watch that?
I've fielded that a bunch of times. Why would you even have to watch that? I go, what do you mean? Why? I mean, I don't have to, but like, you know, why does an engine need...
speeds up the process.
Yeah. Why does an engine need grease? You know what I mean? Like, come on.
We're going to lube the wheels a little.
Exactly. I mean, bro, there can only
you
be
so much.
You want
me to jack off for 3 hours, or do you want it to be five fucking minutes? You tell me.
You got to, dude, you got to relieve the tension in the bow, otherwise it breaks.
Of course. You got a long bow. You got a British long bow.
I got the crossbow, dude.
I got a stubby hunt. I got a stubby Irish hunting bow.
I am losing weight. I'm excited to get like 0.001 inches length back.
Yes.
It's nice. I'm trying to get down to like 180. Did 4 miles a day.
That's sick.
In the Texas sun.
It blows. I went for a walk yesterday. It was fucking miserable.
Yeah.
I should have put on sunscreen. I forgot.
What time did you go?
One or two?
Yeah, that's, dude, that's
it was
like
fucking terrible.
Absolute heat of the day.
Yeah.
If you catch like a 8 a.m. when the sun's just kind of just getting settled, it's so nice.
I'm not catching that.
Catch it.
Not with this schedule.
Yeah, true.
I'm dying, brother.
Yeah, you must be tired.
I'm tired.
Must be tired.
Dude, we did a show in L.A. on Wednesday night. After the show, we had to fly to Boston to do the Boston show. I left L.A. at like 11 a.m. or 11 p.m.
Ah.
Cross-country flight, lose 3 hours. I got in at like 7:30 a.m. I slept from like 8 to 2, maybe.
Oh, dude.
Then I had to wake up and go do the fucking Boston Garden.
But and thrice as well, right?
And then Friday, Saturday. But that was awesome. Boston's like literally the best.
But that does suck.
And then after the show Saturday, I get on a plane and fly back to do the roast that day. And the roast on the West Coast, we had to start. I had to get there at like 9 a.m.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you did a night flight back, basically?
Yeah.
You must be turd.
I'm a little tired from that.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally.
I did nothing yesterday. I'm fine.
That is the stuff of jet lag.
Takes one day.
Yeah. Coast to coast is tough.
Coast to coast is really tough.
Coast to coast. And coast to coast, really.
California to Boston and a show that day, that sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking. It is funny going from like LA and then just hitting like the palest.
I was so happy to be home. So happy to be back on the East Coast. The Northeast, just with the ugly pale guys, was my brothers.
Yeah, it's nice,
my
actually.
Fucking dogs, finally.
Boston does rule.
Boston's maybe the best city.
Yeah, it is.
It's up there.
It is really nice. Anytime you put out a bunch of shows, Boston always is like sells out so fast. So weird. It's like there literally just are the bros there.
That was my last arena.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
For that arena tour,
yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing I have left is the link, dude. It's time to focus on a link.
Oh, man. Told you what happened to me. I got focus. Yeah, I got fucking high. I got high off a gun.
Thought about it.
I full body panic attack. I was like, that's so many fucking people. And I just, for real, full body, just like, fuck.
Yes, man.
Doesn't even make sense.
You're entering my realm.
Nothing makes sense.
You're entering what I've been doing for 3 straight years. Every day. That's you wake up and go, holy shit, fuck.
It doesn't make sense.
And then you go, you know what? Fine, I'll check the internet. And go, fuck him. And I'm like, all right, fuck. All my thoughts were right. I am a terrible person.
It is funny that that's like, it really is. It's like the part of yourself that's like looking out and judging the world just gets like scraped through all of the same part of other people's, just like to all that's left. Either you become calcified and nastier, or you just let all the nasties go and you're not even, can't be nasty anymore.
Can't be worried about the nasties.
Can't be worried. That's why it also makes sense too. Like when I was younger and I'd watch like famous actors talk about anything, I'm like, this guy's a freak. But then it's like, oh, this guy since he's been 12 has been like just berated by newspapers, and that's why they get in there and they're like, it's all about the work and about your energy. Like, yeah, that's what happens after that.
Yeah.
So it's just
but that would be the end of our careers.
Yeah.
If we became a weird freak.
Leather bracelets.
Yes.
Leather bracelets.
I'll get some leather bracelets with you.
You need to get them. And be like, it's all about the good internal to the activity. It's Aristotle said that. It's about the vibes, obviously. You're like, this guy's a fucking fruit. And you're like, dude,
I would break one day, though, in the middle of an interview, be like, yeah, that guy is a fucking fruit. I fucking hate that fucking guy, dude.
Oh, fuck.
I'm back. No.
Oh, no. I got to meet him now. Fuck.
You know what? I am allowed to say whatever I want. Hey, if I think it's funny, I'll fucking say it. In the middle of like a kid's cartoon show I'm doing. I'm voicing a dog on a... You know what? Fuck it.
True. Yeah, we shall see. I mean, it was the buzz. It was the talk of the town.
But some people have to face their eye nasties.
You do. You do. And it's coming.
Were you telling me somebody had to face their eye nasties?
Yeah, people. Everyone's facing them. People are dying by the eye nasties. Because it will rocket you. It'll rocket fuel.
You can be as nasty as you want.
It'll rocket you. But also, too, you're gathering the nasties. And they're going to, as soon as anything even decent happens for you, which is best case scenario, the nasties will turn.
Yeah.
They'll go.
Yep.
Ah, no, please. Yep. Please.
Yeah.
When I'm having liquid death sponsorship. It's all working out. Please. No. Yeah.
When the thing you dreamed of happening happens, and all you can think about is, oh, the fucking eye nasties. The shit I put out in the world 7 years ago. No.
Don't even remember it.
I just pray no one remembers.
Yep. It happens. But, hey, man, again, all we can do is work hard and get leather bracelets.
Hey, that plant's blocking my balls still, right? All right.
Perfect.
Keep an eye on that.
True. We should get one prod, just eye on the balls the entire time.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Thanks. Uh-huh.
You got your eye on it?
I keep my eyes. Just so you know, I occasionally glance at yours as well. I'm glad you found a bigger pair of shorts for once.
Oh, my God. God, dude.
Normally he's wearing a fucking Speedo. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Oh, he's got the Rottweiler turd just fucking hanging. Just folded over.
It really is, dude. It's like a Dalmatian era. Like a fucking little tail of a.
Yeah, dog. When the dog just got in some paper towels. He goes, did you do that? Just looks like Gardini's dog's tail just completely folded.
You should have seen Nate's fucking soft ass dog.
I seen it.
Came over. We had a couple. Yeah, you saw him. Were you here when he was?
When he got tough. I saw him get tough at the end of the night.
Oh, that was nice.
Though the pit breeds get a little. They can get like a little sundowners that like nighttime. If they're in a weird place, they get like kind of like whacked out. I've seen that before.
Butter dog was being very funny.
He wasn't going to do nothing. He's the softest. I'm ashamed of how soft he
He's
is.
A sweet dog.
It's funny. I could tell how ashamed Nate was, so I kept being like, "Man, dogs, yeah, zesty dog." The dog was being perfect. It was a great dog.
You should let him be gay with Jackson.
He would 100% be gay.
Oh, dude, Jackson will get. Jackson is blind, but he'll still be gay if he can like find a dog's dick. He's all over.
Jackson is a blind freak.
He'll like echolocate another dog's dick and just be like, he would for real molest your dog.
My dog would just lay there and take it.
That's what Jackson used to do.
Don't put Twink on him. Don't put Twink on my dog. He's at least a bear.
He's definitely not a bear. He's a cub. He's a pretty small.
Jackson's old.
Yeah.
But he still has his appetites.
Still has his appetites. Can't teach him new tricks.
No.
That's all right. It's better than the alternative. He could be the worst fucking dog.
He's a sweet dog.
Yeah, but I wish he would do a little something. He don't even bark. He doesn't bark.
Not that breed doesn't so bark. Great. That breed doesn't bark.
That's he doesn't bark.
That, yeah, they don't. He's what kind of? What is he?
I think he's just full pit.
He looks like a little staffy. A bit.
He might. I just got him from the shelter.
Yeah,
and they just had pit.
Honestly. Well, they don't. They don't bark. I have a staffy. Same thing. They'll go like.
All he does is whine. He hits a.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes.
Yeah. He was doing it at the end of the night.
His dog the whole time is just going.
That's
a weird bark.
The mailman comes. He goes, "Fuck me!" His eyes cross. Oh, dude, we even talk about the who was the guy, the Indian dude who claimed the white boss lady dominated him sexually?
Yeah,
that just came and went, man. That's, dude, I got to give it to that guy.
We talked about it on Rogan.
Did you?
And it was like the day it came out, and they read the quote, and I was like, this reads like an Indian guy. I don't think she said that. That is a horny Indian guy.
What do you call them? Bazookas?
Cannons.
Cannons.
Cannons is sick, but what did he call his own wife? A fish-head Asian wife? That's the hardest part about getting caught in this.
I know.
It's like, wait, why'd you call me a
fish? Why'd you call me a fishhead with tiny cannons?
Why did you make that up?
Like the boss was like
yeah, I know, but he's the one who wrote it.
Oh yeah.
So he wrote like, yeah, what does your fish head Asian wife think about this?
Or that
turns
lady,
out he wrote it
It was
is
all
that
fake?
For sure?
I believe it was fake.
Oh, or does that lady have everyone in the office so racistly domed that they're like, yes, yes, mistress, we will defeat the rumor. I got like semi'd when I read.
No one's mad about a thick racist dom.
No. Dude, that lady was hot. Did you see the tall picture? Where she was like,
dude,
this?
I think that had, was that AI? Because that picture's nuts.
That picture
is that
was real, dude.
She could have fully bimbified me. You know that guy who got caught with the balloons? If I worked for that lady, I'd have the balloons and spandex on and be like, I'm your little fucking bimbo.
Wait, where did she work? JP Morgan? Or?
Yeah. Also, what a fucking weird leg up for that lady professionally. To just dodge that bullet, and now it's like you're in a little interview with some old guy, and he's like, yeah, the fucking guy was saying, you were saying, you know, what were you saying to that guy? He's just fucking,
I want to see the fucking picture of her.
I don't know.
Standing on the desk, racially dominating some poor Indian man. Oh, there it is. Why would they take this picture?
Let me see.
It's so hot, dude.
Yo. That's like LinkedIn Edge. They definitely will do that at LinkedIn.
Is that real?
I think so. That's a girl, but dude, girl bosses get wild. Like a corporate girl boss, that's like, that's their Instagram. That's, you got to break through the glass ceiling somehow, dude. Get on the glass, shatter that thing. Dude, I mean, he was claiming forced blowjobs. He was claiming, it's like, bro, stop it. That's so horny to leave a job.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to sue this place and be like, yeah, also, I'm the fucking man. The reason I got fired is because I kept getting my dick sucked by the hot lady at work. You feel bad for him or her?
Also, why would he do that, though? Why would he make that up?
You tried to get the bag.
Yeah. You wanted to get 10 mil from him?
Again, kind of similar to Big J's joke. It's like, that's not that much if you're asking JP Morgan for 10 minutes.
I know. But it's like you want to hit that minimum threshold of like, what will they just settle? Be like, yeah, hey, we don't even like, want this.
It's not worth it. Give him 10 minutes.
He should have went for like a guy. And like the guy was sucking my dick and holding me. That would have.
Her last name is Hajdini.
What?
Oh. You're the Hajdini.
Hogdini.
Hogdini.
Dude, that was like, because it was so unbelievable to be like, hold on. And also, it was like, you just can't catch any sympathy. Be like, my boss would fucking blow me and say really cool stuff to me. It's like, dude, nobody's going to believe that. Yeah. Like, okay, dude, so you got five. One, you were nervous and got a forced blowjob. Still is like, there's no such thing. It's not a forced.
Yeah, you can take a step back.
You could easily. Take a, but she was like, I'll fucking fuck.
In my case, you can take a slight lean back.
Yeah, dude. Also, the most unbelievable thing for your boss to be like, if you don't let me blow you, I'll fire you. It's like, that has never happened ever. Just your chick boss being like,
okay. You gotta toss that chick boss in there.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure there's a couple fellow bosses that were like, I'm gonna suck your dick.
Yeah,
fire.
For
fuck
sure.
You.
100%.
Yeah.
That's how the industry works.
You're the
works.
Boss of Nickelodeon.
That's how the industry
You're the CEO of Nickelodeon. You go, I'm gonna blow these kids or you're fired.
Yeah, tell me there's a girl boss just like week three of her menstrual cycle being like, I'm going to fucking blow this guy. If he doesn't let me, he's fucking ruined. I will not endorse his skills on LinkedIn if he doesn't fucking jam his fucking dong in my mouth. But yeah. I saw it and I was like, what the fuck is this? And like instantly it was like, yeah, that guy made that up.
Especially fishhead as a slur for an Asian.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's a colloquialism from India, I believe.
Is it really?
Must be. I would have heard it. That sounds like a foreign insult.
You say it hasn't crossed the pond.
That insult hasn't been here. Although it is an invasive species because I'm taking that one.
I've heard it before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like an old.
It's an old
like
one. An
old school guy.
Yeah.
So that's an old, old, old one. That's why I was like, what the hell? Cannons.
Where is she from?
It'd be funny, too, if he was like. If he played the audio and it was just his accent, like, you don't have Kennens like my wife. Your Kennens are small and shameful. Dude, speaking of small cannons, I was listening to Shakira recently. Because the Zootopia.
It reminded me, what you were about to say reminded me of, yeah.
Really? Yes.
My hips are small and humble.
Dude, what the fuck? You know that too?
It's like the best song.
It's amazing. Yeah. I didn't know that she said, she said they're not like mountains. They're small and humble.
They're small.
And I was like,
she has humble mountains.
She's humble. I was like, damn, I never even thought about that.
She has humble breasts, but.
Yeah. But her hips don't lie.
They're not even fucking lying.
I never heard to be like, yeah, you know how those big, fat, mountainous titties? Mine are small and just humble.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, that's. Because that was probably originally written in Spanish and then. They like, you know, just cross it over to English and you're like, is that a fucking thing?